some good advice, man.
You gotta keep practicing, and you'll be better. Practice makes perfect. And I asked him who kept trying in their family and made it. And I said, and I gave him an example, like Kobe Bryant. I always look to him for examples because he did amazing work in the NBA, and he used that, he had that mentality, and he kept trying. He missed like he airballed all the time, and he kept trying until he got perfect.
That's the type of mentality you need if you want to get anywhere. Oh, I was wondering what that sound was. If you put on headphones, you can hear it. It's you with the microphone. I was like, what? Is something breaking? Oh.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello, everybody.
Welcome, Clubhouse Radio, on 90.7 FM, WDXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
And today, I'm your sound engineer, and I'm joined with
DJ Moneymaker, the host.
Let's go. He decided to be host today. He's going to learn everything there is to know about radio. And if you don't know what we are, what we do, we are your Clubhouse Radio. And would you like to give a description about Clubhouse, or would you like me to?
Clubhouse is...
Yeah. So Clubhouse is a drop-in center. What is a drop-in center, you may be asking? Well, it's pretty much a community center. And we have everything a community center would, but since we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green and brought to you on radio by Wavefarm, huge shout out to wavefarm.org. Without them, we wouldn't be able to talk to you today. We're just a better community center, pretty much, because we have mental health professionals who are trained in mental health. So if you're having a bad day and you need somebody to talk to, you can come on by and get some advice or just vent a little. And if you're having a good day doing some good stuff, you can share our victories, because I feel like pain when you're around other people is divided and then joy is multiplied. You know what I mean? So today we've picked out some nice songs that match an emotion, because part of mental health is recognizing what emotion you're in. So today we have, first we're going to do happy songs. So would you like to say what your happy song is, DJ Moneymaker?
So I'm gonna be Hit It Up by Tupac.
And what about that makes you happy?
I feel like it makes me happy because the level of respect that people showed people, like in the music world, they didn't really say nothing about their children or their families. Couple years ago, but today everybody's always talking about each other's family when they don't know what's really going on.
I think that's a beautiful reason. So we will be right back. Westside, bad boy. You know who the realest is. We bring it to you. First off, in the click you claim, Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I your wife. We bust on bad boys for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see. Hearts are ripped, Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some more. We keep on coming while we running for your jewels. Steady, keep on busting at them fools. You know the rules. Little Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil' Kim, don't f*** around with real G's. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. So peace, I'll let them know it's on for life. Don't let the West Side ride tonight. Bad boy, get your cat's pill. You know, see, grab your see Tupac, call the cops when you see Tupac, who shot me but your pumps didn't finish, now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace, hit him up, check this out, you mother know what time it is, I don't even know why I'm on this track, they ain't even on my level, I'ma let my little homies ride on you, made ass bad boy, feel,
get out the way, yo, get out the way, yo, Biggie Smalls just got dropped, little move past the mat, and let me hit him in his back, Frank Wright needs to get spanked right for setting traps, little accident murderers, and I ain't never heard of ya, poisonous cats attack when I'm serving ya, spank and shake your whole style when I gank, guard your rank cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint, Puffy weaker than the block, I'm running, and I'm smoking Junior Mafia in front of you. The ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour, I'll push packages every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. We hit him up. People, how we do it, keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up off of me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman.
Crashing and mashing through Brooklyn with my click looting, shooting and polluting your block with 15.
stepping up another notch in your box tops pots. Get mopped and dropped on your fake ass East Coast props. Brainstormed and locked.
Use a beat biter, a pop style taker. I tell you to your face, you faker. So for the Alize with a chaser, about to get murdered for the paper. Edie, I mean approach the scene of the caper. Like a loke with low season and a choke. Tone smoke. We ain't no joke, dog. Like better be known. We approaching in a wide open gun smoking. No need for hoping it's a battle lost. I got 'em crossed as soon as the funk is popping off. Hit 'em up.
Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run. They don't wanna see us. Old Junior Mafia clique dressing up trying to beat us. They gon' be the mob when we always on our job. We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You want your little young ass? Don't one of you got sickle cell or something? Have a seizure or heart attack. You better back when you get smacked. It's how we do it on our side. Any from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. You and your mama, we gon'. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a opinion. Well, this how we gonna do this. Mob Deep, Biggie, Boy as a staff, record label, and as a crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then two. Chino XL, two. All you.
Take money. Take money.
All of y'all. Die slow. My fofo, make sure all y'all kids don't grow. You can't be us or see us. Thug Life Riders, West Side till we die. Out here in California, we warn you, we'll bomb on you. We do our job. You think you mom? Ain't nothing but killers in the real. Villas. Our shit.
Take money.
Laugh because our staff got guns in their belts. You know how it is when we drop records, they felt.
Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. And baby, if you want me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run on to you. Ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you want me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I never make a change. Baby, if you want me, then all of this will go away. My friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Never made. treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all, ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your sound engineer, and I am joined with
DJ Moneymaker.
And today, we got a nice show. We got a bunch of songs talking about our emotions because we are Clubhouse. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, we're pretty much a drop-in center, which is a community center, but better because we just have everything, right?
Yeah, we have everything.
Like, we got a PS5, we got some food. What's your favorite thing here?
Probably the basketball hoop out back, and probably the food and drinks they have that they offer.
Because we're just a place for a community, you know? If you're having a bad day, we have people trained in mental health you can talk to. And if you're having a good day, we can cheer your victories. And today, yep, we're getting into some questions since DJ Moneymaker is our host today. He's gonna ask me some NBA questions, and I'm gonna do my best to answer.
My first question: Who was the first person to score 100 points? Which is easy, but Noah.
Which is easy?
Noah is not a basketball fanatic like me. Do you want me to tell you the answer?
Give me a first. I'm gonna guess, and then give me a hint. Is it Michael Jordan?
No.
All right. Give me a hint.
I told you he is one of the people that was on the Warriors, the Lakers.
The Warriors, the Lakers.
is in the Philadelphia 76ers. And
76, okay.
And
is it Wilt Chamberlain?
Yeah.
Yo, I got it right?
Yeah.
Huh. I actually didn't know that. You learned something new every day.
I already knew this, but I wanted to make sure it was right.
Nice.
Okay. Or do you want me to ask the question? You want to ask, do you want to ask me the question?
How about we go back and forth?
Okay.
So, how about if you're asking NBA questions? Oh, you know what? I'll ask them. Because, you know, it's great to talk about your interest. And we're a place for youth to share their experience. So, what? Who is the shortest player to ever win a scoring title?
Spud Webb.
Let's find out. What question was that? What was the first? I can't find it now.
What?
These are weird. Here, you ask me another one. I'll get another one ready.
Okay. Scored an 81 point game.
81 points?
Yeah.
Maybe 81.
Versus
Kobe? I got it? Yeah. Let's go.
That's what I know him for. It was against the Kings.
Alright, I got one for you. Who was the first player to win MVP back-to-back in consecutive seasons, in two seasons now?
It's either the Bulls or...
First player.
What?
First player. To win most valuable player in consecutive seasons, which means back-to-back.
Michael Jordan.
Nope.
Who?
Bill Russell.
I know that he has 11 championships, which is crazy.
I know. Imagine being that good at something. That takes dedication.
Yeah, but it was a lot easier than today.
Yeah.
I think.
But do you think it's a little bit easier today?
It's a little bit easy on both sides of the game. So some.
You're good.
So like on one half of the game it's easy, and then like a lot of stuff teams. They call fouls a lot, and they have a lot of rules.
Yeah.
And back then, the NBA was just opening and just becoming a business, so I think it was probably easier.
Yeah, that's a good point. There are rules just being added now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who knows when the next rule will be added, because, you know, in 1954, for example, the delay of game violation was added. That didn't exist beforehand, but now everybody, you know, has to take that into account.
Who was the shortest player to ever dunk?
Shortest player to ever dunk? Was it Curry? I know he's not known for dunking, but hasn't he dunked at least a few times?
Yeah. Try again.
Short people that can dunk. I don't know.
I'll give you a hint.
I can't really think of short people.
He was on the Hawks.
The Hawks. I don't know. Let's see the answer.
Oh, it's Spud. Personally, I think it's Spud Webb, but I don't know.
Wow. This is a good question. Who holds the most consecutive games with a three-pointer made? So that means he has made a three-pointer in this game.
What, like?
Back-to-back, yeah. Who has the most?
Steph Curry.
Yup, he went 157 games in a row making a three-pointer.
I knew it. Well, it's...
Spud Webb. How short is he? Or tall, I should say, because everybody in the NBA is
5'7".
What?
Yeah.
If you're 5'7" and you can dunk on a 10-foot rim, that's pretty crazy, not gonna lie.
His vertical is good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he must have a crazy vertical. Which player has the nickname The Claw?
I don't know. Give me the answer.
Kawhi Leonard.
Well, I wait.
And those of you who are just tuning in, we are Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Anchor, Catskill, and Hudson. Huge shout out to Wave Farm for making this possible. They're the ones who do the work behind the scenes, the magic work. And they're how we're getting to your ears right now. Wave Farm, it's music for the ears, because to be honest, all music's for the ears.
Okay, this is this probably will be an easy one.
All right.
You'll be shocked at who who has the most dunks in NBA history?
The most dunks. It's in between... Alright, I'm going to narrow it down from either Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and maybe Kobe. I want to say LeBron James. Did I get it?
He doesn't have the most dunks, but he's on the list.
Who has the most?
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard?
Yes.
Huh.
I told you.
Something new every day.
It's Shaq.
How tall is Dwight Howard?
He's like 6 something. 6'8".
He's 6'10". That's a giant. Standing next to anybody in the clubhouse, he would just tower over us.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if he would even fit in the clubhouse. Huh.
He's like up there with Giannis.
Yeah, but those of you who are listening, you'll totally fit in with Clubhouse. Not just physically, but emotionally too, because we're just a nice chill spot, 455 Main Street in Catskill, New York.
It's Dwight Howard. It's Dwight Howard, Shaquille O'Neal, and DeAndre Jordan. I don't know who that is. And LeBron James.
Huh. I got one of them at least. Also, if you are in Hudson, we have a Hudson Drop-In Center at 447 North 5th Street. Have you ever been to the Hudson one?
Yeah, I've been there twice. You remember?
Nice.
You didn't go with us. To get Clubhouse, like, the Clubhouse merchandise from Kai, because we met there. They're like the day before Halloween on like Wednesday.
Oh yeah. So those of you who are just listening, we're gonna go into a little song break, talk about some nice emotions. So do you remember the next emotion on the list? Another pop quiz trivia. It is. So we're gonna talk a little bit about the effects of listening to sad music nonstop. Sometimes, I mean, everything you consume, whether it's media, whether it's food, whether it's sunlight, has the ability to influence your mood. And the same thing is true with music. So if you're constantly listening to sad music, it isn't the best thing for your mental state. But if you play one or two songs, sometimes it's good to experience it, because you can't just ignore your feelings. That's how they pile up and pile up. So every now and then, it's okay to go to it. And for sad songs, you picked Another Love by Tom Odell. Do you want to talk about a little bit why this song makes you sad?
No.
No? That's okay. Sometimes it's a little... That's fair. See, this is the power of music. You gotta respect it. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So we will be right back after Tom Odell. You just scared me. And my song would be Glue Yourself Shut by Noah Kahan.
Somewhere, you know I care, but it's so cold and I don't know where.
I brought you daffodils on a pretty string, but they won't flower like the last spring. And I wanna kiss you, make you feel alright. I'm just so tired to share my nights. I wanna cry and I wanna love, but all my tears have been used up on another love, all my tears have been used up on another love, all my tears have been used up on another love. Another love, all my tears have been used all.
Felt small in the city, you think that last fall you were with me on top of your old clothes. You're still in the hall of my building. You never asked once. No, you never asked why. If I was putting things on, if I was drinking too much of that red wine, no, you'd put yourself in and accept every sin. And if I glued myself shut, you'd find you in. We can't put our souls to the summer, rattled our bones to the thunder. We watched every sunset until we got sick of each other. You've always said fall was your season, that everyone's here for a reason. I stare at your packed bags and ask what the hell you mean. You never asked once. No, you never asked why. If I was putting things on, if I was drinking too much of that red wine. Oh, you'd buy yourself in and accept every sin. And if I glue myself shut, you would find your way. Hearts only heal after breaking. I stare at the tree line and notice the leaves are enchained. And does the wind blow in Cape Elizabeth? Constant and cold, how do we live with this? Love was a deadline. Spend the rest of my life missing it. You never asked once. No, you never asked why. If I was putting things off, if I was drinking too much of that red wine, oh, you'd buy yourself in and accept every sin. And if I glued myself shut, you'd find your way. Nowadays, we'll go back to your place.
think of what to say, and all that I can do is stop and think about the days when all we used to dream about was meeting at the school, and we would go on home and start right back again.
Okay, now I'm going in, no time to play. I got a dream I wanna chase. So I stack the money in the bay. Ain't that got something I gotta
okay,
say?
Kick my feet about the bay. I'm nimble, swing, I wanna sway. Do you dream or do you say?
Okay, now hold up, hey, I got that soda drink, I'm feeling glowed up, hey, girl, hit my phone up, hey, she told me roll up, hey, come through, come over, okay, I'm feeling lonely, hey, still feeling lonely, okay, I'm feeling over the underhanded, been nice and noyous, like we is grown up and understand. As overs, but not getting over overs. I oversight, been unfocused. I overnight, been the closest. I'm over hiding emotions. I said, like,
girl, why is you walking? Girl, why aren't we talking? You were the one who was looking for something. I remember now why I ain't about loving. I just wanna get on my wave, oh. If you don't wanna, just say so. Otherwise, call it a day. I got places to be. I can stay in one place, so. You know, since like 16, I've been all on my own, too. I had to go and change it up, cause I was getting tired of my old views. I'm just going OT till they put my city on a map, yeah. Running dummy on a hunt for something that you just can't find up in a class, yeah. Nice colors in a rear view, but they ain't nothing like what's in the distance. They used to blow me off like real cool. Now they all trying to get a percentage. I said it, I meant it, I'm keeping it real. I was younger pretending, I grew, now I built. I just go with the motion and see how I felt. I just go with the motion, still keeping it chill now. I'm going in, no time to play. I got a dream, I want to change. So I stack the money in the bay, ain't that got something I gotta say?
Kick my feet about the bay, I'm nimble, swing, I wanna sway, do you dream or do you say?
Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre Catskill in Hudson. Today, I'm your sound engineer, and I am joined with...
DJ Moneymaker.
Today, we have a nice, relaxing show, but first, I want to kick off and explain what Clubhouse is to you guys. So, Clubhouse is a drop-in center, which pretty much means community center. It's a little bit better, though, because we actually have trained mental health professionals. Clubhouse, and we are located at 455 Main Street in Catskill and North Street somewhere. I'm pulling up right now from a Hudson Friends, 47 North 5th Street in Hudson. So we're just chilling, kicking it. We're gonna do some Star Wars trivia. And if you want to go on radio, talk about whatever you want to talk about, you can come on by in Clubhouse from 5 to 7. We talk about what we're gonna be doing at 5, and we hop on at 6. The whole hour
on Fridays.
Yep.
Every Friday, or if we have something to do on Friday, usually we do on Monday, right?
Yeah. So if we have a pre-record, we might actually have a pre-record next week Clubhouse stuff. The Clubhouses are a community-based, peer-driven recovery program that encourages positive peer, family, and community envelopment. We promote long-term recovery through recreation, pro-social activities, skill-building opportunities, education, and activities centered on overall health and wellness. And why are clubhouses essential, you might be asking? Mental health disorders currently affect about half of all youth. There are many factors that contribute to this, one of which being social media. Growing up in this digital age with social media creates a vastly different experience from our prior generations. Social media can lead to social isolation and an unrealistic need for validation and instant gratification, which can lead to feeling alone and send spiraling down a negative path. Many youth also experience different additional challenges, such as socioeconomic challenges, gender discrimination, or physical or learning disabilities. These can all lead to increased stress, anxiety, and depression. These factors, coupled with lack of adult support and resources, can lead to isolation, gang involvement, destructive behaviors, and incarceration. It becomes easy to self-medicate using alcohol, opioids, or other narcotics to cope. Self-medicate being in air quotes, because it's not the best thing to do, let's be honest. But it's okay, we're not judging you if you do it. We're just a place you can go to so you can talk about it, talk about why you want to stop, or what's driving you to do it, and we'll be an open ear. The clubhouses are here to change that narrative. We help provide the support and resources youth and young adults need to learn and grow into thriving adults. Our clubhouses don't only promote wellness, but provide window to gain skills and a foothold in our community. Having a community to support you and a passion to chase is crucial to healthier living, and the clubhouse provides the space and connection to give that direction. And now that we got the blah 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 clubhouse stuff out of the way, although we are a great place, we're gonna do some Star Wars trivia. Are you ready,
DJ? Yes, I am.
So level one. Ready. Jedi Padawan. That's the level we're on. Let's pull it up. What planet is Obi-Wan Kenobi from?
I don't know.
It starts with an S.
Kenobi?
Dujon. And this was picked out by DJ Moneymaker because he likes Star Wars. He picked a song that was inspired from Star Wars.
A couple years ago, I would have told you everything, but I forget. So, but I know basic questions and some hard questions too, but I don't know everything, so.
What episode number is the first Star Wars film?
What
episode number is the first Star Wars film?
Episode 5.
Super close. That's 4. Oh, you were one off. That's okay though.
Oh, I was thinking of Star Wars. I have short-term memory.
I feel that. What species is native to Endor? Those are those little guys. What animal thingy? What alien is native to Endor?
I don't know.
We got the Ewoks. Those little guys. Remember them?
Remember. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's all a fun game. You never gotta apologize. You always gotta improve no matter what it is in life. Whenever you do a quote-unquote bad job, as long as you take some goodness from that and learn something from it, then you're learning, and next time you can do better. And that's what life's all about, getting better and better. Who killed Jabba?
Jabba the Hutt?
I believe so.
Luke Skywalker.
Princess Leia.
She choked him with a chain. I remember now.
It's like it's all coming back to you after. This is a pretty hard Star Wars trivia, not gonna lie. Which character speaks in beep? And beeps.
I don't even know.
Think about it.
Like what?
Which character speaks in like beeping sound effects?
Oh, R2-D2.
That's right. What's your opinion on R2-D2, that little guy?
He's like the greatest sidekick of Anakin Skywalker ever.
Honestly, yeah.
And his journey is great. He done died and came back like 60 times. He done fried his circuits like 60 times, I meant. And his journey is like great. And he's funny too.
I know. All the part where he screams, you know, his screams.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. R2-D2 is my spirit animal. Whenever I'm going through something, I just want to let out a scream like R2-D2 and go,
yeah.
You know, I was going to do it on air, but you're not going to catch me doing that. Should I do it?
No.
All right, all right. DJ Moneymaker has advised me not to. And DJ Moneymaker is now my lawyer, so I should listen to him.
They're going to be like...
You're my lawyer, right? When we go in court, you're going to defend me?
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's the guy that screamed on radio.
That one. Who told Luke that there was another Skywalker out there?
Yoda.
Yeah, you got that one. Look, we got a nice little picture of Yoda. Now, I'm going to ask you a personal question. What's your opinion on Baby Yoda? Did you like what they did?
What?
Or do you think it's a little bit played out? Baby Yoda.
I think it's a little played out, probably.
I get that.
I think because, like, I understand they want to tell the story of Yoda, but it's a little played out because I think it, because... I was fine with Yoda in the regular Star Wars.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
What?
Nobody asked for that show. It's like they make all the shows that we don't ask for, and then when we want to ask, they basically make everything we don't want.
Yeah, I've noticed that there's some hate on the new Star Wars stuff. I haven't watched any of the newer stuff. I just haven't had the time. The older stuffs are classics.
What about the Clone Wars? Do you like the Clone Wars?
I think the Clone Wars is awesome.
Yeah. What about like the animated show?
I think the animated show is super cool because live action is great, but you can't have them do certain things that you can have animations do.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have a live action person explode. I mean, you can with some special effects, but it's limited. You can only get to a certain point. With animations, you can do whatever your heart desires.
Yeah, I love...
And... Oh, no, go on.
I love the animated show, and I love some of the spin-offs, too, like The Bad Batch.
Yeah.
And Rebels. Rebels is good.
And if you want to get into animating, that starts with drawing. And Clubhouse has a bunch of art supplies for you. We have, like, literally anything you can think of. What's the most random thing? Toothbrushes. I think we got them. We got them in the bathroom cabinet. We got a bunch of necessities if you need them. And now, back to Star Wars. Because now I'm going to lie, this is pretty interesting. This is getting pretty good. What is the birth planet of Han? Han Solo. I wouldn't know this one.
Tatooine.
Coriella.
What?
Coriella.
Oh.
This one. It's an open-ended question. Who's your favorite character?
Anakin Skywalker.
Anakin Skywalker.
/ Darth Vader. / Luke Skywalker. / Captain Rex. /
See, it's hard to pick one, right?
/ Captain Rex was my favorite clone.
So top three.
Yeah, what was my favorite clone and like favorite person after Rex? I mean after Anakin.
See, my favorite is actually
five.
Created by your favorite.
What?
C-3PO. He was created by Anakin. I like C-3PO and R2-D2. There's something about robots and like it's so hard to say. Try to say that 10 times fast.
C-3PO.
See, it's hard to say, right? It's a mouthful.
C-3PO.
He's just so polite in everything he does.
I just said P-O.
Does C-3PO have P-O? Does he smell bad? Does he have B-O, rather?
But I love how RT and CP3 always fight. Why am I saying CP3?
I don't know. It's hard to say his name, right?
It's like what they call Chris Paul.
So
they have an awesome. They I love how they always fight with each other.
Yeah, right.
It's funny.
It is funny. They're just funny characters. I have a tendency to like comedic relief.
And it was like really, really mind-blowing. Like when I first watched the show, when Fives found out about like the Chancellor being Dark Sidious. It's like what a government would do, like if you found out their secret.
Right.
they would kill you off and pretend like it was an accident.
That's why Star Wars is so cool. There's just so many different plot twists that you're like, oh my gosh.
I was like, Fives, you gotta bring this to Anakin and Rex. And they were too overshadowed to believe it. So
speaking of overshadowed, do you know what the word foreshadow means?
Something you see before it happens?
Yeah. It's little hints that something's gonna happen. So foreshadowed in episode 4. This time we got a multiple choice question for you. What crucial secret does R2-D2 carry in his memories? A. Plans for the Death Star. B. List of known Jedis. C. Location of the Rebels. Or D. The identity of Darth Vader.
Like, identity of Darth Vader? Or Death Star? I mean, what else was the choices?
We'll give you List of known Jedis or location of the Rebels.
Location of the Rebels.
I heard you say it for a second.
List of the Jedis. I mean, plans of the Death Star.
When you were listing them all, and you were asking which ones there were again, you asked about that, and I was like, oh, you got it.
Because they wanted to kill him? Kill all the Jedi?
In the movie, guys. Don't kill people in real life. You cannot stress that enough.
It was kind of... One sad thing for me was watching all those people get killed. And
yeah. Your sad song was actually inspired by Star Wars, which just shows the power of movies and music and media and all that. So be careful. Sad stuff all the time, you're more likely to feel sad. So, every now and then, let's watch some sad stuff. Feel it, but if that's all you're doing, then you might start feeling a little sad about what you put into your body. Not just physically, like what you eat and what you drink, but even what you see. And wherever, do you know what time it is? It is 6:57. Time has went by so fast on this show. Without them, none of this would be possible. It's truly amazing the stuff they do for us. They have a studio in Agra at 5662 Route 23 Agra. It is open to the public, I believe. Watch it not be, and then they're just gonna hate on me. But we also got one in Catskill at 393 Main Street. And thank you so much once again. And that's half of the show. Clubhouse is a spot that is just honestly great to hang out, and we specialize in the youth and giving them a good path. And we're pretty much a community center, but a little bit better because we're a drop-in center, which means we have mental health professionals that you can talk to if you're having a bad day. We're located 455 Main Street, and we also have a location in Hudson. It used to be something different, so I always forget it on my first try. It was somewhere different, but I know where it is now.
What, the Hudson Clubhouse?
Yeah. What was it? Oh my god, I said that, then I can't find it. Excuse me, everybody. But celebrating 65 years, we were founded in 1958. Isn't that crazy? Clubhouse. We're not just Clubhouse, the parent company of Clubhouse.
1958?
Right? Isn't that crazy? And, you know, throughout history, people have held a stigma. Our parent company is MHACG, which stands for Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
What? So, they were founded in 1958, where...
Yup.
Well, a lot of things, if there's some... like hospitals,
like
and
asylums.
Yeah, asylums.
But
and
now
they didn't do good stuff there. They didn't take, some of them were so worse. They had problems. They had problems on taking care of their patients. They would just leave them there or do experiments on them and leave them to die. It's very sad.
But now it's a place where it's not stigmatized. Do you know what the word stigma means? Oh, we're ended.